Extry, tell all about it. It's Dave's Big Dictionary. I love how I tell you everything about the segment and what it is, and then I end up playing the intro to the segment, which just reiterates what it is and tells you about it over again. But anyway, temporary is the word. So here's the deal. This is from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the new edition, or at least it was a couple of years ago. The word temporary, according to Webster's, the denotation of the word, if I can just find it, and if I would just bring my glasses to the station. Here we go. Lasting for a time only, transitory. Synonyms include transient, ephemeral, momentary, impermanent, temporary. There you go. Okay. So, and this is kind of cool. I actually have stuff to talk about this word. Last few weeks I've been just pulling things out of air, but I actually have to winnow down all the things that I would say about the word temporary to me. I mean, first things that come through my head, almost randomly, the Lou Reed song, Temporary Thing, it's just a temporary thing. Or the one that really hit me immediately is the great song that ends the Broadway, well, the off-Broadway, then Broadway, then back to off-Broadway show Avenue Q. And their final number is It's Only for Now. You know, when they said, George Bush, it's only for now. This is only, so everything you think about, or everything that you're dealing with, all the troubles and the issues and the horrors and the sorrows, it's only for now. And you really don't realize that until you get older. That's part of the point of Avenue Q, is you've got people who are just out of college, struggling terribly with finances and with their lives and with romantic issues and things, because they're young still, most of them. And they haven't really learned yet, and they start to learn during the show that this big honking thing you're dealing with is only, generally, only for now. And you will get over it. And you can tell that to a 10-year-old. You can tell that to a 20-year-old. But everything at that age, and I'll vouch for this, or the way I used to feel, was like, oh my God, you know, and I would get tremendously worked up and scared about things or nervous or angry about things, and God knows I still do. But what's kind of cool and what has happened over the past few years, now that I'm in my 50s, is, you know, I'll teach a class and something will go wrong. I'll respond, you know, in the wrong way to a student, or a joke will bomb, or a student gets, you know, mad about something, or I can't answer a question properly. You know, you have these high moments when you teach a class, and then you get the low moment. You get the moment where it's like, oh, I wish I could take that moment back, or boy, that class, they just were so bored today, they're barely even listening to me. Everybody who's a professor, everybody who's a teacher is watching this, kind of knows that feeling, and that you can have peaks and valleys within a 60-minute, within a 75-minute class, just as actors will have in one-person shows, just as people doing a concert, when you get on stage with a guitar, and you know you've got them for that song, and then you've lost them for the next one. But this idea of, you know what, it's only for now. And the ability, and it has taken me 5 decades to do this, the ability to come home from something bad that happened, or, I mean, not really bad, but you know, and even inside a classroom situation, come home from just something that's annoying, something that's irritating, something that I'm worried about, and at that moment be able to tell myself, you know what, in 3 or 4 more days, this won't be giving you heart palpitations. This won't make you upset. But you'll be in the middle of the day and might remember it for a moment. But there's no PTSD involved, right? And there have been traumas in my life and moments in my life when there was PTSD involved, and I still think about them and go back to that one place and that one moment of these things that happened, you know? And they're there, but it's still, even then, to be able to tell yourself in the thick of it, you know what? Right now I'm upset about this, but I need 2 nights of a decent night's sleep, and it's just going to be, won't even think about it. Won't even deal with it. It'll just be, oh, did that happen? Oh, yeah, how am I dealing with it? Oh, I've dealt with it. We're fine. No problem whatsoever. In the moment, you get defensive, you get enraged, you get angry, you want to take a machete and start hacking at everything. But, you know, and I still do get that way in the moment. But I like to think that I'm at a point where somewhere a few minutes later, even though I'm still in the thick of it, I'm still in the anger and defense of it and the fear of whatever it is, I can say to myself, a week from now, yeah, a year from now, this won't even, you know, someone could remind me of it and I won't even remember it. That is a very good, lucky skill to develop, and I wish I'd had it in my 20s and 30s, you know. I mean, you can't, I guess, have it when you're in your teens or 20s, because when you're at that age, everything has to matter. It's why people have that energy, that creative spark at that age, because they think that the little four-minute movie that they make, the song that they write, the play that they go and do, the sculpture that they make could potentially change the world, could make them famous, make them a lot of money, get them known and acclaimed. And it isn't until 30, 40 years later that, of course, you realize 90% of the time, the thing you don't want to admit, 99% of the time is, well, you'll do it, and a couple of people will like it and applaud, and your parents will pat you on the head, and your friends will think it's okay, and a few people will go, oh, yeah, what are you doing next? And then it's really, really over. In a negative way, that has been an impediment. Wow, I can't talk today. An impediment to me in going back and doing more creative work in theater and stuff, not just revising work that I'm doing, but new work or going back, putting on another show again, having gone through 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, a marvelous experience of doing theater, of putting shows on, of getting really, really fine reviews, of getting audiences who love, might be some audiences who hate it and some people who are bored, but for the most part, really, really strong, positive, wonderful feedback, and having some people actually pay to see my work, but not enough. And not, you know, coming through that big draining experience that has cost thousands of hours of time and energy of my life, and nothing really coming from it.
Yeah.
Coming back from New York after doing an acclaimed, award-winning show, and then realizing it's not touring, right? It's not going to Broadway or off-Broadway. Here I am, back in this office at the university, teaching adjunct English for shit money in northern Colorado. And it, you know, there's an impetus in me that has been snuffed out a bit and tamped down and saying, oh, I can do this again. You know, I'm probably going to go back to New York next year for a while and have the time and be in the location where I can take another shot and do it again and bring the people, and half the people who will come will be the people who already saw it once and are supporting me just with their presence and their good wishes and wondering, do I, you know, is it Don Quixote tilting at windmills? Is it the person who does the same thing over again and again, expecting a different outcome, which is the true definition of an idiot, right? So there is that negative sense of, I did this, I gave portions of my soul to do this, and some good things came of it, but nothing major came of it, and now do I go through it again just to go on the same merry-go-round over and over again? In my 20s, I'd be like, yeah, bring it on. What's my next thing? Gotta do it. You know, that'll build on this, and this'll build on that. Now then you're in your 40s and your 50s, and it's not like I've run out of energy. It's not like I need an oxygen tank if I'm going to stand on stage for 90 minutes. But just the preparational energy for all of that, I don't know. I'm thinking on it. I'm cogitating and potentially planning, and I will let you know. But for now, that is my thought on the word temporary, things being temporary in Dave's big dictionary.